Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Wow. Wow.
Another week.
Nobody knows where they might end. Actually, I know where I'm going to end up after I leave here.
Me too.
Chipotle. Karaoke. Oh, you going to karaoke?
Are you slowing it down?
Hey, what's going on? I know, always something new. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter here with you. Hey, star.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm missing Julie this week, but she'll be back next week.
Next week, yes. Yeah. Julie's out on location. Star, you look fantastic as always.
Oh, thank you. I went for a little hippie bohemian.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Yeah, so, first of all, tonight's episode was great. Let's start with shout-outs on Twitter, because people all day have been like, oh, my God, tonight's episode, I just had, like, tears of Grey's. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go to our YouTube channel.
Okay.
I don't know if I have time. I might have to do it a little later on in the show to do that shout-out, but
okay.
I have been hanging out with them all week, and they are so much fun. People are getting a little feisty with each other.
Love it.
Which I'm like, you guys be nice. Because one of our fans thought, like, oh, is the girl that Derek's was with, wasn't that a girl from back from season, whatever. And this person was like, why would you think that? Don't say things as facts. Hey, we make mistakes on this panel too, so don't attack each other.
Right.
We
number
all just
love.
Love the show.
Number love. Want to say what's up to Genesis Cruz at Merdare Forever. Also to Katya Olivieri. Oh, I can't keep look. She said I was going to butcher her name. Katya, I'm sorry. I butchered your name.
We were practicing it before we started.
Oliviera.
Yeah, you still screwed
up. I know. Okay, cool. But anyways, right. What's up to her at CD. At CD Oliveira A3. I swear, I'm from New Mexico. I should know Spanish, everyone.
I'm ruining it.
I know, I'm horrible. And also, let's say what's up to everyone that, you know, Tannis Williams. So many people. Kyle White. Love Kyle. He's always chatting with us all day, all week about Grey's. So, yeah, always. I can't even talk. Thank you.
Always.
Alliteration.
And we always love you.
Yeah, thank you so much for tweeting us. We do appreciate it. So, tonight's episode, with or without you. First of all, I have one word. One word, star.
What was the word?
Slut. I know.
I don't think she was being slutty.
She was a slut.
Did she know he was married?
She knew. Slut.
With the ring, right?
Duh.
Everyone always knows.
I know. I always look at people like, so I was at the gym today, and this dude I thought was like checking me out. So I was like, yo, but he had a ring on and like the ring finger. So I was like, maybe he wasn't checking me out, but then he was.
So he was, but he wasn't, but he was?
I don't know.
We don't know. What we don't know about this story.
Exactly.
We need so much more.
But tonight's episode is called With or Without You, and it starts off with flashbacks of things. And actually, tonight's episode was very well-rounded. Everyone, the ebb and flow, there was equal parts given to every character.
That's true.
It was really cool. You know, the patient stories were awesome. I know you were creeped out by Leech Girl.
I was loving it, but it was giving me the itchies. I was like, oh my God. And then at the end, I was like, are we going to go back to it? Like, I really, really like this story.
True story. I went camping one time and got a cockroach in my ear.
What?
It crawled out, though. Like, it went in and crawled out.
In the same instance?
I don't know, because I was like, oh, well, and it's like, came out of my ear. Yeah, my twin brother was like, shut up. You had a roach in your brain.
Oh, my goodness.
It was cool. But we also see tonight, some of the patient stories, we see Owen's mom, who's a cougar. She's like a fossilized, mountain lion.
She is old and lovely.
Loving it. Yeah, that oasis has not dried up, apparently.
It has not dried up.
She's
bringing in the 35-year-old.
She bringing in that older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yes.
But the Owen's mom is seeing a younger man named John, who, by the way, was quite a looker.
He was cute.
He was gorgeous.
And he had a job. Really, I mean, in my opinion, I was like, oh, he's got a job. He's taking care of her. He brought her to the hospital.
I mean, yeah.
Because if he really wanted to take her pension, he would just let her just die right there
and
on the floor.
Like, yeah, I'm like, okay, girl, write me his check. Right? Crick, and be done. But and Owen was not feeling that. Owen was like,
well, he was shocked. I guess he knew about this whole John situation.
But he didn't actually know
that John was like his age, right?
I mean, slash older than my little brother. I mean, okay.
John was really cute, though. And he was caring. And I can see how becoming older and, you know, she basically revealed that her husband died when Owen was younger.
Right.
And so Owen still just basically, he doesn't see his mom with someone else but his dad, right?
Well, I think that's, I mean.
Any child.
Right. Because my parents are divorced and my mom was apparently dating someone. And I was like, and my mom told my husband that she had been going on dates and actually being, like, physical.
But see, that's the thing. You didn't know about it.
And so I was like, shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know, if your mom said, star, I'm seeing somebody, or, like, you, how would you feel about that?
My mom always goes one step too far, so I already know. She's just going to go once. And it's like, gross, mom. And whatever. My mom's single. She needs to find someone. I'm fine with it. But it would be a different story if my parents were together, and then there was not a divorce or a death in the family that brought them apart. That would be different.
Right.
I would say for every family is completely different in that sense. But he actually liked her. He liked her writing, you know?
Yeah, the men and a writing club, which is really random, but I mean, you find love anywhere. You find love at, you know, at AA, at the Ralph's on Ventura.
But can
Burbank?
I talk about, like, I don't know, Owen's so worried about the fact that mom is dating a younger man, but she didn't really introduce Amelia to his mom as a girlfriend or a looker.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel like that storyline has to come back, because I don't know what. I mean, I know they're just beginning and then they're in their fun phases, but I would be like, why didn't you introduce me as my, like, I'm your girlfriend.
But do you think that's too soon, like, too much? To say, like, because girl, that's a.
It's too much.
What do you, like, after buzzers, what do you say if you're not really.
You're not dating, but.
But you're not girl, like, okay.
Yeah.
Me and you were dating, right? Let's say hypothetically. And I'm like, we've only been.
2 week dating?
Right. You know, are we like, are you my girlfriend? Are you my jump off?
Yeah,
are you my booty call?
I don't think they have a title. So right. To give them a title is a bit much.
After buzzers, let us know on YouTube what you think. Should Owen say that was his book?
Like, I know. Your fans.
Well, I wouldn't say that's his boo. But also, let's talk about the pink elephant in the room, Derek and Slut Girl.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. So he comes at the door, and the first thing I write down is, everyone is wondering, is he lying?
Right.
He's talking about he was in the lab.
And, you know, research, she picked up his phone. But here's what I want to know. Why would you pick up somebody else's phone? Rude.
Well, they definitely left this story, like, on a note where we want to know more.
Right.
Because they, like, alluded to the phone. But all these flashbacks were, it seems like they were Meredith's flashbacks. Or were they real Derek's flashbacks?
They were, okay, so.
Because it seemed like Meredith was thinking all of this in his head, and he never really said it to her. So this is still up in the air. He never said, I kissed this woman and I came back for you.
But the reason why they had flashbacks was because Meredith was, she said, you know. Basically, she was like, you know, in the beginning of the episode, you came back because you feel guilty about something.
Yeah.
And so, but with that said, in reality, her thought process, though, was like, she's going back through all these things because they have 10 years together. They have, I mean, we saw so many scenes, the post-it wedding, you know, when the first episode where, you know, she's like, you have to go from, I'm a chick from the bar. We see, so they've been through a lot. So she's replaying all these wonderful things in her head because she loves him. I mean, that's what you do when you break up with someone, or you're going to break up with someone, you have this, it's almost like a death, you know?
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is the fact that, like, he never said the words to Meredith.
He did once in the episode.
It was like the flashback. So it's like, did it really happen, or was she thinking it?
Yeah, I think it really.
Or were we seeing the flashback as what really did happen?
Yeah, she kissed him.
So, okay, I'm not making this
No. And I understand how you might think the two parallel storylines
were.
There was
a flashback of their life together, and it seemed like the flashback of their lives together blended into the flashback of what happened 1 week ago or a day ago.
Right.
Right? Well, she was. I'm thinking too hard into it.
Yeah,
but you guys will correct me, I'm sure.
But yeah, she kissed him, and then he clearly. And after buzzers, I know you're gonna hate me on YouTube, but clearly they had chemistry. Hello, yes. Totally had chemistry because he was all hard up over her brain and her autism surgery and her research.
Said it best, that they had a mentor connection.
Yeah, because
you know, he was like understanding her brain,
right,
and how she thought and how the struggle is hard and you got to keep going because you're so close, and you know, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
they had this something connect,
girl, they had a connection. Star, they had a connection.
I'm trying to break down. So, I know.
Listen, it was a connection, okay? But right, and so I mean, and even you know, before they went to commercial break at a one point episode, he gave her this look like, "Wow, I'm like really, I'm driving with you."
It was like that soap opera look, like.
Like, and then commercial, then like an Arby's commercial, and his hair was on fleek.
Back there, here it goes one more time. Ooh, commercial break.
I know.
Right?
Right.
You felt it?
Yeah, I totally did.
It was the connection.
Right. Connection. Hashtag connection.
If you're listening, I gave connection eyes.
She smiles with the connection eyes. Yes. Ooh, boom. Ooh. But so you know, they had this thing going on, and I don't know, it just...
it was cool, she was trying to, like... But it was very similar to Meredith, because she was doing the whole autism situation, and that's, you know, her sister was autistic, and that's where her fascination came from.
She wanted to know what her sister was thinking.
And it's kind of like Meredith. She's, you know, she's always trying to figure out how to solve Alzheimer's, and it's kind of like... I don't know. They had that connection. I feel like the writers did that on purpose, that they made them kind of similar type characters. And no wonder that moment of a kiss would happen. But I love that the moment of the kiss made him realize and made him do that flashback scene of him really, really knowing that he loves Meredith.
Right. And good. And good. I'm glad. And it was nice to see them at this kind of crossroads. But I will say it was a little unsettling to see Meredith, because again and again, I'm getting the vibe that she is just so cold and detached. And, you know, we see that also in the patient surgery, in the patient story with the surgery with Herman Alex.
Yeah, she gets called in on her day off, or she's actually on call, and Karev calls her in for a consultation for surgery for this kid that he's been working with over the past however many months. And he was, having chronic liver failure, and he wasn't going to get a new liver at this point in time. So, I don't know, Karev was just kind of like, what's your deal?
Like, you
know, you're coming in all high and mighty, and she's like, I don't have a deal.
Right.
I'm fine.
And she's not, and that's...
But she's not fine.
Right, at all.
Like, this is the right way to do
and
it.
And she's bothered. I mean, rightfully so. She should be bothered.
Distracted.
And so she's trying to delve into her surgery and distract her with that, but it's just not working. And once you know, it's like when you have friends and you know them and you know something's up, it's like, okay, listen, what's going on with you? Because you know people, you get a sense of who they are. You know, there's an intrinsic kind of chemistry you have with people and you surround them a lot. So, but it was nice to see their connection at the end when they hugged. Dude, yo, me and Star both thought, are they gonna kiss?
Well, Karev and Meredith. Because Karev is the big brother or younger brother, I don't know what their age difference is. Anyways, they went for that hug embrace, but that moment before, we were like, was that a moment? Did we just see a moment? No.
It's
brother, sister.
It looked kind of like a moment, though. I thought it did.
Yeah. And we just thought, maybe we saw something we wanted to see.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't see
that together? I do. I have to give an honorable mention to the hairstylings of everyone on the show. Yeah, Meredith's hair was great. I love that nice brunette. And also, Derek looked fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Derek's hair was great. He had a nice cut. It was nice and,
clean. Made him look a little bit younger.
Yeah,
Great. Leech Chick. So, patient stories tonight were a little... Besides Owen's mom, we have the girl who went to China. And she thought she had SARS and the bird flu and
which
Ebola.
Which is what I go to first. I'm like, I'm dying.
I know.
Like, Ebola, yeah.
And she had a critter, a very well CGI induced critter, and her nose. Look, a cockroach in the air was enough for me.
That storyline was whatever. It was just fun that, you know, that Joe got that kind of, it's kind of brought us back to the old days of Grey's where, what's her name?
Izzy.
I'm talking about needing hours to finish out your thing. Who needed the hours? Stephanie. Stephanie needed hours for her surgical team, for her surgical hours so she can move on. And she was like, I'll do it. I'll take the leech out. And she clocked in like 9 hours that day working with this lady who wouldn't let it pull out. Ugh. And then they brought in April, which is fun.
April made a cameo.
Yes. But I love when she said sniffing. I'm like, well, I'm gonna remember that in my like. No,
the whole star, the whole monologue. So your sinuses are nice and warm and cozy. It's just, but wait till it gets to your brain. It's like Christmas dinner. And then I was like, ew. Ew. I mean, but
love that monologue. There was it was cute.
Yeah, and there's a great balance to this week's show. Absolutely great, and great music. I will say that Owen kind of went a little nuts and very, I kind of put myself in Owen's situation. If that was my mother and I thought she was seeing a younger guy that was trying to take advantage, I wouldn't have thought that. I wouldn't have lost it and been like, you're just using her. You need to go. I'm going to change the locks. I'm going to get security.
Well, it's like he like babies his mommy.
Right.
Like, mommy, how's things going? Oh, you got a new boyfriend. That's nice. You're going to senior citizen dinner. Like, he clearly, he's like interested in his mom's life, but not that much because he's always in the hospital. So he clearly didn't realize that they were not making that senior citizen.
Oh, that's nice. You're going to senior citizen day at Ross to get 10% off on Tuesday.
Yeah, ridiculous. I don't know, but let's move on to another story because that's story was a good one, but I would say that Stephanie trying to bribe
Bailey's
husband.
Hilarious.
It was definitely like a turn on line. It was one of those things that we've all probably done. We're like, we're talking to someone and we're trying to be conniving, but really you're being like sexual.
I know.
Like,
or being creepy, like, hey, so Star.
And she didn't realize it.
You're like, hey, so yeah, can I borrow your car? I mean, and you're like, oh, you look so good today, Star. Guy, your nose is so cute. You know what I mean? And I'm like, absolutely reaching into your purse and taking your car
keys. You're taking my car keys. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyways, with that said.
Hold on, sorry. Okay, I love when Owen buys his mom female under things.
Under things and socks.
Gross. Under things and socks. You know, when he buy her like depends. Okay, anyways, back to Stephanie and Ben. Yeah, $50 for the surgery,
well,
right?
Bailey was so cute because she was like, back in my day, it would be like 100, 120.
With inflation, you at 175.
That was a cute line.
We can't even go to dinner on $50.
Well, I thought she was mad at her for like slightly accidentally flirting with her husband.
No.
But it was totally about the money, which was a cute little, yeah. You know,
I love Bailey. So good.
So good. So good. But, you know, the ear on the arm, that guy had the ear on the arm, the surgery stuff,
right.
He wanted.
I know.
Creepy. Is that real? Can that really happen?
Yeah, I mean, is that the first time they put a limb or a body part in? Remember they put the child's arm on the leg? The baby's arm and leg last season, yeah.
Yes, that's
but,
true.
Again, a patient story, but that went nowhere.
Yeah,
nowhere. It was like you saw that one scene, and then the surgery, done.
Well, Ben had to fill his contract of coming on like once every 7 episodes.
Because he's on 5 other shows. Booked.
Yeah, I love how we said it together. Completely booked.
Booked the house down boots. So one of the things that one of the scenes I really loved was when Callie, Maggie and Karev were talking about Meredith and was just like, oh no, he came back because he's in trouble.
Well, Karev didn't even put two and two together.
Because Karev's a dude.
Yeah, Karev's a guy. But yeah, continue.
And it was this nice, I thought, because I always, whenever there's a situation on Grey's, I always put myself in the middle of it and think, how would I react? What would I do? I would have thought that too. He came back because he felt guilty.
Yes, that's what we did. Okay, speaking of last week, we had the last word.
Right. And shout out to Julie Parton, because she was like, oh no, they're going to be together. Nothing. And then she's like all bright and bushy-tailed. You know, she's from the Midwest. But I was like...
But they are going to be together.
Yeah, but I was like, yo, he was creeping.
Yeah, he was.
Slut.
Ooh.
No, I just don't like, well, because this is not the first time they've had, you know, with Callie, and then they had, you know, Peyton from One yes. Tree Hill. So it's just like, it always ends up being the poor slut people, though, because they're like always the bad guys.
Yeah.
Because Derek was definitely giving her googly eyes, though.
And she was like, you're seeing it, aren't you? And he was like, no. But he probably didn't realize he was giving her the googly eyes until he kissed her and was like, wait, I should be kissing my wife.
Right.
It's.
But, you know, he probably slipped her the tongue. I mean, I would have.
Well, I did. It went on for, like, a moment too long.
It was,
you
like,
know? I was like,
grabbing each other's head and just, you know, it was very, very, very deep, passionate kiss. Deep and passionate kiss. But I like the theme of tonight's show because in the monologue.
What was the name of the title?
With or Without You. I think about that all the time, too, and in regards to relationships and just things in your life. You know, I can live without this person or that person, but I don't want to live without this person. And then Derek says, like, why should you when you don't have to? Do you agree with that?
yeah, I'm doing long distance right now, and this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, I know right now that I would not want to live without him.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, me
and it's
too.
Just kind of one of those things. Yeah,
Munchkins in London.
Girl,
I know. We're After Brothers being started. We're not making it about us. It's about you. However, we are connected. Yeah, but I mean, I'm glad that
the connection between Renee and
Renee.
That was her name.
Oh, Renee and John.
No. Renee was the middle name of the girl who was flirting with Derek.
Oh.
They were having a connection. We had a connection. Sorry, I screwed up that connection. Boom. There it is.
Hmm. But, I swear, Star Session, never a dull moment with Star Session.
We'll take a break right now and say, you guys should be hitting us up on Twitter using the hashtag GraysABTV. And if you're not joining the conversation on YouTube, you should, because it gets fun and feisty. We've got Lounge Blogger, who's always chatting with us, Deborah Battle. Just giving a few shout outs here.
Also on Twitter, I'm Jill Owens Wiedemann at GLE24. She says, at JJC Forever, at Julian at Star Session. Sorry, Jason, you didn't get your wish about Derek, but that's okay. Hashtag Owilia Love made up for it. Oh, at the end when they had their freak session on.
They had their freak session.
They got it.
Well, he was being a jerk to her.
Right.
She was completely over it. I mean, she was like, your mom is so cute. Yeah. And he was like, don't you be butting in about my mama.
Right.
He's such a mama's boy. Yeah. It was totally like mama boy city. But I don't think he should have spoke to her like that. And so I'm glad that they had a little hate sex at the end. Which
yeah,
is
hate sex? Or you mean makeup sex?
Makeup sex.
Okay, God, hate sex.
Yeah,
jeez.
No, makeup sex.
But I mean, I can identify with both because I'm guilty of being
hate
like
sex?
No, well, yeah, being upset about something and then taking it out on Munchkin and then you know later being like, you know, I'm so sorry, baby. You know,
yeah,
I didn't
but
like
that's
that.
Like relationship status.
Yeah, so you know, you just you know you love your booze and your cuddle bears and stuff like that.
Well, I'm loving Owilia, but everyone on the social media sphere was mm-hmm. saying that they wanted to see more Jolex.
No.
And we were talking about it on Twitter. They're not giving it to us. I don't even think we really want it. Do we want
it? Because that was last season. Jolex was last season. I feel like it's coming down to the wire, too. I mean, it's almost April. And then the show, the finale is May 14th. So, I feel like Owilia is going to be more, something's brewing. There has to be something that's coming that's going to
yeah,
be like.
I'm still hung up on that one line that Alex Krev said when he was like, I'm going to marry that girl. I'm still hung up on that line, and then we haven't seen really anything of them since.
I mean,
that's. And she cried last week, and he was there. But I mean, there's no like love story between them. It's really interesting, / I'm fine without it. But everyone on Twitter seems to love them, so I don't know what I'm missing here.
I don't know. I feel like Jolex is just I don't know. I feel Owilia's new. Owilia's new.
It's the new it thing.
Right, and for the next four episodes, it's going to be on point. So there you have it. But tonight's episode was very good. I love the music. I love the message that was in the show, and I think that. When we were talking about Grey's getting back to basics, I think they truly have as far as just giving us just great quality writing and a show that's balanced, that hits on all heads and just really is just original and not all over the place and just a good great television. I mean, after all, that's all we want from Grey's is hashtag that Grey's magic and great television.
Yeah, and I got to see some blood this week, like a critter this week.
Critter,
you know, I'm
critter.
All about
it was all
like,
each.
Yeah, I'm all about getting into the good stuff about surgery and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. It was just it gave us a little bit of everything, like you're saying.
For
I
sure.
feel like it was a great episode.
Absolutely. I can't even talk. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Tell a friend, 5 stars. We love hearing from you guys. The tweets just keep coming and coming. And also, you know, we had Trevor on last week. Was it the week
before?
Okay, sorry, the week before. I lose track of time. And people have really been receptive to him. But some people were like, that's the guest you had on? Yes. Anytime we can get someone from the show, regardless if they're a recurring cast member or if they're playing, part for a week, is awesome because, again, they give us a glimpse into a different side of Grey's that we don't get to see.
Yeah.
And also, it's nice to hear, you know, success stories of what goes on in the industry because a lot of people, you see us on television or you see what we do and you think it's easy, but really, there's a whole other world and a whole other experience that goes on to bring you the shows that you love.
Yeah, I'm so glad we got to bring him on and we can see a different side of
for sure.
of Grey's versus the more I don't know. It was just, it was fun to see more of the acting side.
Right, versus the superficiality.
Yeah, for sure. And so if you guys want to have, or have some more people on our couch with us, which we would love to have guests, who would it be? And start stalking them on Twitter. And
absolutely.
Let them know about us. We're doing our work on this side. You help us out, and we will get them on here as best we can.
Absolutely. When we're so, the good Lord willing, Shonda Rhimes comes on our After Buzz.
Oh my gosh.
I would die.
Waiting.
It's going to happen. Put out there. Universe, manifest that. Manifest
tweet
that.
Tweet them. Use our hashtag GraysABTV and let them know that this is the best after show.
For sure.
On the web.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, Miss Star Session, would you say it was a...
I would have to say tonight's episode was definitely around an 8.
Sure. I agree. Absolutely.
It was a good episode. They didn't really leave us wanting more of what's going to happen. You know, the trailer for next week wasn't that great, but I feel like the episode was amazing.
Got it. Let's move into predictions.
Let's do it. Boom.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Here's what I'm predicting, and here's what would be an amazing twist, and would be kind of like, wow, as if this is not the last we hear of the cheating story, and something else comes out of it.
Yes.
So I'm predicting that Meridair, they're, even though tonight it seems like they want to stay together, I feel like something else is brewing, and it's gonna be major. Like,
yes,
either Meridair's gonna
said the words that he kissed her. I think that's gonna change everything.
Sure.
Right now, when she walked in the room, they didn't have that conversation. They did the flashback in between her walking home, and you know what I mean?
Sure.
But it just, I don't know. There is more brewing.
Yeah.
Anything else? Sorry, I interrupted your prediction.
That's okay, no problem. And then I also feel that Owilia, I feel something, Owilia's going to end on a positive note. They're going to be together.
She's hoping to be pregnant by next week.
I would love for Owilia, or for Amelia, to actually go back on drugs.
Oh, well, because her brother's coming back to the hospital. He's back.
And she's his boss now.
Yeah, and so I feel like things are going to hit the fan, and then she might get back on drugs, and then in love with, you know, Owen's going to try to help her, and then there's the drama. We found it.
Wow, Star. All the physicality. Okay, go ahead. She's like, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? Predictions.
I'm kind of piggybacking on what you said.
Awesome.
I feel like the whole he's back situation, I kind of didn't miss Derek that much.
At all.
I think we talked about this last week. Like,
I didn't either.
And it's like, woo, he's back. Like, okay.
And it's par for the course with the whole theme that's been going on for a couple episodes. Is Meredith's like, I can live without him.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. Keep
it
moving.
And she lost. This is the big thing about tonight's episode. We didn't talk about it. She lost her streak the moment he came home.
Yep.
The moment he came home. So that's going to be, that's kind of like a mind fuck for her.
I feel
like that's where her line of, I can live without you came from. It's like, I've been on a roll. I've been managing these kids that I never see, you know, like.
But, and to echo that surgeries. Star. Again, her mom was the same way.
Yep.
Thatcher, you're holding me back. You are a hindrance. Derek, I was fine without you. This whole with or without you theme has been throughout the course. So we'll see. But I mean, there you go. And if you're listening, Grey's producers, please give us more amazing music. One of the reasons why Grey's was such a blockbuster success in the 2000s until now is because of the music you had on there was fantastic. Pivotal,
cutting edge,
and we need more of that.
Amen, sister.
Hallelujah. That's what brings the magic back to Grey's TV. There you guys have it. Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. You can find me on Twitter at JJC Forever. Also, hit me up on Instagram at Jason Carter Official.
That's right. And I'm Star Session. You can find me on all things social media at Star Session.
Boom. Thank you so much for watching. We appreciate each and every single one of you. Until next time, we will see you next Thursday. Be safe.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.